Welcome to the Soft Serve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie, and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. This week, we will be looking for the planetary movements for the week beginning the 22nd of May. So one thing I forgot to mention at the end of last week's podcast was that we were actually ending the week not only with Mars moving into Leo, but with Gemini season starting. So we begin this week with the Sun in Gemini. It's going to spend the next 30 days in Gemini, and we're moving into a Yang sign. So the zodiac follows a pattern of Yin and then Yang. We've just been in the Yin sign of Taurus, and now we're moving into Yang. So that's going to mean that we're a lot more outwardly focused. We're likely to feel a little bit more social, a bit more outgoing. We're wanting to go out. When we're in a yin sign, it's very external, it's sort of internal, nurturing, spending time alone energy, which is very much that Taurus energy that we've just all experienced. And now we're flipping that on its head. So Gemini season is a perfect time to socialize, to learn, to read about new things, to communicate, to just be with people, be with your social groups, do fun things. Be a bit chaotic, go out, party, do whatever you enjoy. It can be sometimes a season of excess because that is just the nature of Gemini. There is, with any of the air signs like Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, there is often a tendency to whip themselves up into a bit of a frenzy, you know, learning and thinking and communicating. So it's a really, really fun season. It can sometimes bring a bit of anxiety. Geminis can be prone to a bit of anxiety, so be wary of that. But all in all, it's a really fun time, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. It's summer over there, and obviously in the Winter Hemisphere, we're really kind of starting to go into winter. But I do find that Gemini season, even in winter, is quite a social time. So it's a really, really great season to be out. Travel is a lovely thing to do as well if you have the opportunity over the next 30 days. Gemini loves to learn about other cultures. So it's a really fun season and a really fun time. And we also have the moon in Gemini on Monday. So we've got two main planets in Gemini as we start the week. And then the moon's going to move into Cancer for the next few days of the week, all the way up until Thursday. The moon is really, really comfortable in Cancer, as I've spoken about before. It's its natal ruler. It's really at home. So you're going to likely feel that your emotions might flow freely, or you might feel a little bit more extra emotional. You might feel a little bit more sensitive and wanting to nurture. There's a propensity to be a bit moody. But overall, it's a really nice time when the moon is in Cancer. So it's quite a nice start to the week. We've got a new season, so new fresh energy. We've just had the new moon over the weekend. And then the moon's just going into its home sign. So it's a pretty nice week. And then as I mentioned on Thursday, we've got the moon moving into Leo. And it's going to stay in Leo all the way up until Saturday. Leo moons are very much a time of action, of wanting attention, wanting to go out, wanting to be seen. They can be a little bit intense. So you might find that any emotions that were stirred during the Cancer moon boil over in Leo when the moon is in Leo. So maybe try and keep your temper in check if possible, because Leo has the tendency to be very dramatic. But it's also a really, really fun time for the moon because there is that fire, and fire energy is always really fun. So it's a nice ending to this week. And then up on Saturday, the moon will then move into Virgo, which is a little bit more of a serious sign. So we're going from, we start the week with air, we go through water, we go through fire, and then we end on Saturday and Sunday with some earth, with the moon in Virgo. And on Sunday, to round out the week, we actually have the first quarter moon. So this is when the moon is at a 90 degree angle to the sun. So it creates what we call in astrology as a square. And the first quarter moon is often associated with moving past any challenges and obstacles and decisions that are stopping us from wanting to achieve what we've set into intention at the new moon. We've got the full moon coming up next week. So the energy of the first quarter moon is really like, okay, what do I need to remove in order to just really achieve the things that I want to? So it's a really good time to just push forward, try and work on any of the goals you've outlined for yourself and overcome anything that's holding you back. If you're looking for a day this week when you really want to get things done, you need to achieve things, you've got a lot to do, I would earmark Sunday just because we have this first quarter moon and the moon's also in Virgo, and Virgo is very much an action doing sign. It's an earth sign. So if I was going to look for any day this week to get things done, I would say that Sunday is your day. And that's it for this week. It's quite a quiet week. Next week, we're going to be having the full moon that will be in Sagittarius because we're now in Gemini season. So I'll be back then to talk about that. But yeah, it's quite a nice week this week. We've got obviously new fresh energy with a new season. The moon's in its home sign of Cancer, which is always really nice. Then we've got a bit of drama with it moving into Leo. And then yeah, ending the weekend with practical Virgo. So that's it for me this week. I'll be back next time and I hope you have a great cosmic week.